to The Voice here in the United States as a coach. That's where he met his girlfriend, Gwen Stefani. They were both on the TV show. And just at a time when both of them were going through a divorce, Blake was married to Miranda Lambert. That relationship ended. Gwen was married to Gavin Rossdale. That relationship ended. So timing was on their side, and they started a little romance, and both of them have said, well, I didn't know who he was, I don't know who she was, till we met on the show. So good things come by surprise on occasion. Blake, by the way, is celebrating his 23rd number one country song right now on the charts. Here is Blake Shelton. This is a request from Lawrence in Ghana, and said he dedicates this to all his friends who work at the Eastern Region Municipal Education Office. And they are all listening to us in Ghana. And this is Blake Shelton, and it's a song called God Gave Me You here on Border Crossings.
I've been a walking heartache, I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I want to be. But you stay here right beside me and watch as the storm blows through. And I need you, 'cause God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say it's true. God gave me you. Gave here than what we're seeing, a divine conspiracy. And you, an angel lovely, could somehow fall from me. You'll always be love's great martyr, and I'll be the flattered fool. And I God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
I never needed you like I do right now. I never needed you like I do right now.
I never hated you like I do right now.
'cause all you ever do is make me give you up about 21 times.
Felt those lips tell me 21 lies.
Yeah. You'll be the death of me.
Sage advice.
Love,
love, and you can make Jesus cry.
When I hear you saying, darling, your kiss is like an antidote.
I'm fighting like I'm Ollie, but you got me on the ropes.
I never needed you like I do right now. I never needed
too busy making hurricanes.
Yeah. Love ain't easy when it ain't my way.
But it gets hard
when you ain't here making me crazy.
Baby, say the word, darling. You know just how to hold the sucker down.
So I'll see you in the morning. I can't watch you walk out.
Crossings. And the youngest member of the Cyrus family, of course, dad is Billy Ray Cyrus, achy breaky heart, and sister is Miley Cyrus. That's Noah. She's just 17 years young. Her album is called NC17. She turned 17 the first week of January, and Miley threw her a nice birthday party. But that is Noah Cyrus with Labyrinth, and the song is for our friends in Ghana, requested by Olibo, and it's called Make Me. Make Me Cry. And Noah has appeared on Hannah Montana before. She's a singer, also dancer, likes to do some acting, just like her older sister. Make Me Cry, Noah Cyrus, and her debut track by request on Border Crossings. Thank you for the email. And the request, you can call in 202-619-2077 to make a request. You can even give Maria your address for calendars. She'd be happy to write down a mailing address so we can send you off some calendars. 202-619-2077. I'm told the calendars are here now. So don't be shy. Go ahead and call or email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Rakan Al-Garbali checked in for the first time. Brand new listener, Rakan. Thank you. Bravo Inam, also a new listener. We're glad you're with us. Abraham Marco Verratti, Sese, Elsa Sarah Vine, Thank you. Mary Buckman, Brian Cabasso, who listens online to the stream in Zambia. He goes to voanews.com for our live stream. James Addy, a longtime listener, is with us. And Hayat Usman just checked in. So thank you, everybody, for your requests and dedications on Border Crossings. Sidhu Bekele is listening and wants an Irish group that we're here on this show. It is the Coors. They are a family group. And this is their biggest hit. And this is called Breathless for Tsidu on Border Crossings.
Go on, leave me breathless.
I'm Angie of the Coors.
Hi, Angie, and hi to all of the family, the Coors family, from Ireland here on Border Crossings, and hi to you, the listener of the show. Thank you very much for joining us. Of course, without you, there's no us. I'm Larry London. Ray McDonald is here, and he is ready to go. It's time once again for the chart chat portion of Border Crossings.
All right. Hello, Larry. Hello, everybody. And all right. Well, I have two songs, you might say they're on the cusp of being in the top 20. They could go either way at this point, but they're both great songs by great artists. So I thought I'd bring them out today, and we'll see where they go. Adele and Clean Bandit. Adele, of course, is a British artist who is huge all over the world, including here in the United States. Clean Bandit, another big-time British group. They're big everywhere. They're just establishing themselves stateside. So we'll see what these two songs do. First up, we have Water Under the Bridge from Adele from her 25 album, which continues to spin off singles. Adele figures in the Super Bowl, which, of course, we just had. And we'll take a little closer look at all that after Water Under the Bridge. Well, you know who that is. That is Adele with Water Under the Bridge, moving from number 34 to number 26 on this week's Billboard Hot 100 singles list. On Monday, Adele tweeted Lady Gaga. She said, "Lady, you smashed it at the Super Bowl." And now Adele was approached to perform at the Super Bowl by the NFL last year, and she turned them down. She said, "First of all, you know, I don't dance. I stand on stage and sing. So it really wouldn't be a show in the sense that the Super Bowl wants. And she said also, I'm not doing the Super Bowl because it's not about music. Mm. It's a football game.
Right.
So that's why Adele said no, but she had great things to say about Lady Gaga, who did put on a good show. As a matter of fact, Gaga had the second most watched Super Bowl performance in history. 117.5 million people tuned in. You know who's number one? Katy Perry in 2015. It was all because of Left Shark. I want to see Left Shark come back.
And
Left Shark's a hero.
I also heard Adele didn't want to jump off the roof of the stadium. So she said, I'm out. I'm not doing it. No way.
Well, you know, Adele has a family now.
That's it.
And as a matter of fact, Adele has rejected almost $50 million in endorsement deals.
Wow.
So she can keep her family out of the limelight. You know, she's talked about not touring for several years. She has a 4-year-old son, Angelo. Adele got paid $80 million in 2016, mostly from, well, she had a tour, but a lot of it was from the sales of her 25 album. And she is so fortunate because she's one of just a handful of acts who can live large on album sales. And in this day and age, that's very rare.
And she's performing at the Grammys again.
That's right. She is performing on Sunday night at the Grammys.
And we'll be talking about the Grammy performance.
That's right. That's right. Our little VOA1 Grammy party. It's going to be me, the lady DJ, and Nikki Strong. We're going to be watching the show and bringing everybody up to date on who's doing what. And it should be fun. 0100 UTC on Sunday night. All right, moving right along. I have another great song for you. I like this one a lot. This is Clean Bandit featuring Anne Marie and Sean Paul. The song is called Rockabye, and it moves from number 38 to number 32 on the Hot 100. It's already a big hit in the UK, and we'll catch up with Clean Bandit after Rockabye.
All in love and devotion. Call it a mom's adoration. Foundation. A special bond of creation. Ha! For all the single moms out there going through frustration. Clean Bandit, Chanda Paul, and Marie thing make them air.
She works the nights by the water. She's gone astray, so far away from her father's daughter. She just wants her life for a baby. All on her own, no one will come. She's got to save him.
Daily struggle.
She tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you.
Stay up there.
Ooh, she
stay
tells
up
him,
there.
Your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life.
Straight.
You're gonna grow and have a good life. I'm gonna do what I got to
stay up
do.
There. Stay up
so
there.
Rockabye, baby, rockabye. I'm gonna.
See, I know that you really care. Cause any obstacle come, you well prepare. And no, mama, you never shed tear. Cause you have to set things year after year. And you give the youth love beyond compare. You find the school fee and the bus fare.
Now she got a 6-year-old trying to keep him warm, trying to keep all the gold. When he looks in her eyes, he don't know he is safe. When she says, she got a 6-year-old trying to keep him warm, trying to keep out the cold. When he looks in her eyes, he don't know he is safe. When she says, she tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you.
Rockabye,
baby, rockabye. Rockabye, rockabye, rockabye.
Rockabye,
rockabye, rockabye. Don't you cry.
There it is, Clean Bandit, featuring Anne Marie and Sean Paul. Rockabye, moving from 38 to 32 on the Hot 100 chart. Clean Bandit is a dance trio with classical influences. They're a huge UK act. They've placed 6 top 5 singles in the UK charts in less than 3 years. Rockabye was number 1 for 9 weeks in the UK, and it was also the Christmas number 1. And this is a big deal over there. Here in the United States, you know, we don't really make that much of a big deal about it, but over there, it's a real competition to see who can have the number 1 single at Christmas. Remember the movie Love Actually? Mm-hmm. One of the plots revolved around that.
Wow.
And so Clean Bandit took the prize in 2016. This is their second UK number 1. Here in the U.S., Clean Bandit is best known for the song Rather Be, which went to number 1 in 2014 and sold 3 million copies. Interesting relationship with Sean Paul. Grace Chatto of Clean Bandit says they submitted a demo tape to Sean Paul 5 years ago, and they've been hoping to work with him ever since. They had Rockabye recorded, and then they gave it to Sean Paul, and he liked it, and he came in, and he just ad-libbed his verse. And they said it was perfect for the song. And Sean Paul's having kind of a career renaissance. You know, he went to number 1 with Sia on Cheap Thrills. So Sean Paul's doing really well. As for Clean Bandit, they start a limited U.S. tour on March 31st in Seattle, Washington. And they are coming to Washington, D.C. They'll be at the 930 Club.
There'll be one less, though, because right after they finished recording the album, the violinist, who we heard at the end of the song, said, adios, see ya.
Time to move on.
Left the band. Thank you, Ray, for being on the show.
Yeah, man.
It's Chart Chat. We're going to hear Ray Sunday, 100 Hours.
That's right, with the lady DJ and Nikki Strong, and we'll be having a little Grammy party.
Grammy party on VOA1.
VOA1.
Check out our live stream and join the party.
Yep, we're going to be doing it on Facebook Live.
All right, well, thank you very much, Ray.
You got it.
Chart Chat every Tuesday. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Thanks to Rob, our engineer, Vince, our director, Maria, our producer, intern, and thanks to you for tuning into the show. I'm Larry London. Have a great night, and we'll be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network. We'll be right back.